Call the meeting to, call the meeting to order.
Ready?
All right, can I get a motion on the minutes?
I'll make motion to the minutes as delivered.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is so different from Zoom.
Moves faster.
Maybe.
Maybe, exactly. Don't say that yet. Hold that thought.
We have the DEP here though, you know?
I know.
DEP was on Zoom.
Make sure my dress clothes still fit. I mean, geez.
Does anyone have any questions about the financials up there? Just say we have 14,685,753 in total investments, of which 10,806,192 is related to FAD. During the course of actually in July, we had a treasury bill mature, and it has been replaced with another treasury with a little bit better yield, but not by a whole lot, because yields are still on hold.
2% or something?
Yeah. And that's actually, I think it's a 3.8. That is a broken estimate. A couple of basis points.
Yeah, we keep on moving these things. I think everybody's aware of the dilemma here, but we keep on rolling some of the money over to get some interest. Obviously,
right, I went out 2 years on this one just because the current 1 year rate is 0.05, so I'm going to get 0.018 by going out an extra year.
0.05%.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it.
0.0005.
Yeah. So.
Happy day.
Yeah. All right, list of reporting and filing dates. Anything new and exciting?
We updated on the list of people who owe things. We took
Matt Slater. Matt Slater completed all of his requirements,
right.
And he's the only one that I'm aware of.
Anybody else has promised me they would do it.
Yeah. I've got nothing else, but
Marion Carr hasn't done
nothing.
It.
No.
Okay. I will go back to him again today and tell them they have it. I called him up. Emails.
I just had an email this morning on that whole training. You know, we all do it through the county.
Yes.
Is that for next year?
Probably.
Because this is showing that we're...
This is last year.
This is last year.
Okay.
It just came out now.
Okay. No, you're okay. Well, look, I was only dealing with people in Westchester, so I don't know.
So you have to do certain training.
Harassment.
Harassment, sexual harassment, workplace violence.
You have to do it every year.
Right. And so I know for the town of Patterson, we just pushed out our training to all our employees for this year.
Okay.
So it's probably the same.
Yeah.
For 2021, right.
So can you send me an email with some links so that I can pound jam into it?
Sure.
I'll send
you.
He's kind of just taken over and is
You know what, though? I think... Now, he's going to be replaced with the new year.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he needs to do that training. I think they have a year to complete that from my understanding.
Yeah, he won't be in
office
for longer than a couple months.
Yeah. I mean, other than the board evaluation. He hasn't been on long enough. That's usually done at the annual meeting. Conflict of interest and maybe financial disclosure, but I don't think...
I sent him all the stuff. I'm going to tell him again. There's North Castle, Newcastle, Yorktown, and Bedford. And Bedford said they were going to do it. Jeremy, I can't remember. And Matt obviously did it. But I'm just going to send him a note saying Matt's the only one that's done it so far. Who wants to
all
be
right.
last?
Anything else? Kevin?
Okay. We are pushing ahead for some additional construction. Just most recently are in the final stretch of getting permits for SEEB 715, which is the installation of Stefano Park for porous pavement and a focal point unit to install. If you guys might recall, it's the one where we were encountering turtles, so our turtle management plan is being approved. I expect to, once the DEC has gone through the full comment period for the public, our hope hope is to be able to be out to bid on this in August. I think more likely the timeline would be to straddle August and September, award it in that September executive committee meeting, and then immediately get into some construction, because we don't want to be doing any kind of pavement work in the winter. So we're watching the calendar quickly to make sure that we can try to get that out as quickly as possible. We got our final permit from the town of Newcastle to move forward with new CNCR 801 at Cormel Road. The last hurdle there is final permits with DEP to then to move towards construction. I think that will most certainly be a fall construction, and expect there's a decent amount of work that has to be done there, so I don't expect that one to be closed out till final plantings being in the spring next year, most likely, because we'll miss the planting season, I would expect. We have various installation agreements out for final signature. I've lost count of those projects that are out there for that, but they are moving forward, pushing the private property owners to get those done. We've been working with Christine and Patrick to make sure that get done. Hopefully we'll get the response from everybody that we need. There's been no objections to the projects. It's just a matter of getting pen to paper. Let's see. We have had an influx of new projects which have become brought to our attention recently, which have been fantastic. Yeah, a lot of private property owners actually that reached out to us and said, hey, can you help? Really well-designed website, I would say.
Really?
To some extent. To other extent, it's just people would search, try to figure out, contact the local towns, search who can help us with this project, stormwater, and we're popping up as somebody to talk to. So one example is up in Lake Dutchess. There is a private property owner on a private road that's looking for assistance in pauling. Another one came through the town of Lewisboro at Lake Katona, another private property installation to take a look at. And those projects look to be productive for us. We just have to find a way to fit them into the program, make sure that we can get the value that we need. But we also, that brings up the point of trying to make sure we work these into any future plans that the corporation has. So we have to keep an eye out, because we already have enough kilograms that we're pursuing right now for the 10-year goal. So at this point, it's discussions with these property owners telling them, yes, we can do something here. We're interested in doing something here, but we have to see how it's going to fit in our timeline. So we'll keep pursuing those and keep informed as we keep going ahead.
What was our 10-year goal?
$920. Let's see. Okay, so if there's any specific project questions, we'd be happy to discuss them. If not, then...
I know, it's just, you just said you're on 20, I thought it was higher than that.
The 10-year goal is just short of $920.
Huh. I thought it was
460.
Okay.
Just short of 460 for 5 years. So like 990. We have enough projects to exceed that currently on the active.
Well, I don't think that's a problem exceeding, because we're actually probably in year 15 already. So.
Well, it's we'd like to know what we're beyond 920 they're going to have us pursue, but until the DEC's permit comes out.
Has anybody seen the new Oilers Force stuff that, Tom Cronin was coming out this. Told me that a couple of times. Tom Snow.
There was an earlier draft, and I had conversations with somebody from DEC.
Up on that, I think.
Yeah, and they were rewriting it, but we haven't. They said they were behind.
You're talking about the earlier draft, it was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. Right, but then during COVID, I had a conversation with somebody from DEC about the regulations and what our feelings were on it, and they said that they were reworking it. And they were behind.
I heard the same thing during COVID from Tom Snow. I reached out to Tom Snow and said, Dad, it should be coming out any day. That was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And
it is almost a year ago.
Yeah.
I've spoken with Tom myself as well and relayed, that for what we're doing right now, could change dramatically depending on what they tell us they want us to do in the future. So we need some response and feedback so we can actually set up our timeline for what we're going to execute now versus later. Which he understood, but to your point, COVID is delayed, or to his point, it's any day now, So we'll see how DC wants us to pursue and proceed.
So, yep. Kevin, I did forward you an email this morning.
Yes.
No, did you get that?
Yes, I did.
So, DEC is going to accept the change in the language of the Metro North contracts. So, we should be good.
Which is great. That'll let us get a nice start on those as soon as. I think we need feedback from the DEP as well.
I'm still trying to get guidance on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because obviously this is a slightly different install agreement form than we've previously approved, so I'd like the EC to come back and approve the new version. Mm-hmm. But obviously we need your feedback, and we've been waiting for that for some time.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's the best I can do. Sure. Yeah, we started working with Mike Meyer and Benny to answer some preliminary questions that they had.
Right.
And as anything else comes up, we'll keep everybody in the loop. Any major questions that we need input on this was specific project.
So maybe, Rich, do you want to put that tentatively on the August agenda to consider if we have an opportunity to do that, if we hear feedback by then?
I would imagine you'd hear feedback by then.
Sure.
I can't promise, but I would.
I just know my initial reaction was no, because August would be highly optimistic knowing the bureaucracy that we have to go through.
Yeah, that's an agenda. You can take it off the agenda. It's on the agenda now. It's on the agenda. Take it off.
Fair enough. So that'll get us to the 10 to 100 bit of the projects. And hopefully get those in soon, because we've got a big pile of catch basin insert projects that we want to get in this calendar year. And I think that those will be an easy check mark to have. Any other specific project questions that they want to go over? Okay. So we'll move on to the Carmel CF 601 change order request for the pipe replacement. I had asked the contractor on site to look into what hypothetically they would look to charge us for any work to be done on the pipe for which was in excess of $30,000 with then additional inspection costs to be done on
it. Can you sleeve it?
Yes.
How long is it?
Well, that needs to be determined based on the inspections that will be done there.
So the only reason I ask is, I don't know what it costs for the actual resleeving, but is this the Pound Ridge one, PR601?
No.
Carmel. Would their highway department push the pipe through? I mean, you basically buy the pipe and push it through.
I don't know if they would. They might, but
I don't know if they have the ability to do it. I can.
We use the backhoe. I don't know how long you have to push it. But $30,000 seems pretty steep.
That was the other question: is scoping the pipe out? You know, running a camera down through there to see how much needed to be done. You know, maybe question. This is a pretty old metal corrugated pipe, and it was resting out on the bottom. That
open collapses.
If it's rusting out on the end, it may be rusting out all the way through, and the whole pipe needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, that is the concern at this point.
Right, so we have a camera that you guys can grab that you can borrow from us and use.
Is it your drainage? Whose drainage is it?
It's the town's drainage.
Did the town look at it? Just tell us?
They have, and we talked about that. We spoke at Zoom last time, that the issue was this should have been looked at either by the design engineer or, you know, so we're at the back end of the sea, right? So, they looked at it, and the highway department will work with us. We'll work with Mr. Hudson on it. But we wanted to see what can be done right now through Mr. Hudson. So they'll offer whatever services they can.
If we can run the camera down and just take a look, because resleeving it, I know my highway superintendent resleeved about 100 feet of pipe, and somehow we just, whatever pipe you buy, I'm sure it's a special pipe. It's not a great pipe, obviously. Mm-hmm. He just used the backhoe to pull it through. He said it was pretty easy, but he didn't have anything collapse, obviously.
Right. I can ask. I'm going to be meeting with the highway superintendent this afternoon, on a different project, similar idea, so.
Yeah, I mean, we could buy the pipe and everything else that I.
Well, yeah, but this comes into a bigger question about whether DEP is going to allow us to use the funds to start replacing stormwater infrastructure, drainage infrastructure that, you know, has reached its useful life and is really the obligation of the town. The conversations we've had in the past with many is maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't say if our order is looking at a particular project if they're going to.
So before we get too far.
Not, I mean, I would just be careful to not turn this into a, you know, an end program for the town. That's.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
Understand that. And, right.
So long term, I think we need to develop a plan about, you know, how we're going to do this, find out what the costs are, and get it approved by the DEP before we really do anything.
How long would it take you to get it approved, you know, if we.
I don't know.
So this is part of the overall, it's between our project or leading into our project, or I don't know.
Yeah, this pipe the outfalls into the channel that was created on DEP property, and we stabilize the channel on the DEP property.
Okay, so if the pipe collapses, we don't have any problem at all, is that what I'm hearing?
We get the credit, from the banks that stabilize.
Right. But the concern is that the water will bypass. So you've put in all this money for a retrofit, and now the water could possibly undermine it.
Rich, I've been out there. I've got pictures with me. If you want to see the pictures, there's absolutely no way this water is going to bypass.
Yeah. So I guess
it's not going to undermine anything, Rich.
So
you know that water is not going to undermine anything. The water doesn't do what water wants to do.
Listen, water always wants to do what water wants to do, but this pipe comes out, and from there we have stabilized this channel with rock that is, you know, between 2 and 4 feet in size. Mm-hmm. Huge rock. So,
I've been to the site.
And it's a very defined outfall. Mm-hmm. Already. So that water is not going to go anywhere else. It's going to go right into that rock.
How long is the pipe that we're talking about? Do you have any idea?
We don't know how much we would have to.
I know, but from where it surfaces, is 50 feet, 100 feet? Is the other side of the
pipe? Probably 200 feet, probably maybe more.
Okay, well then.
No, we would never, and that was never being looked at. The 200 feet was never being asked for at all.
Well, we're probably less than 10 years.
Probably
fix it. So why are we looking at it right now?
We were looking at it a few months ago.
No, I mean, why are we concerned about it now?
The town brought it up.
Oh.
And asked us to have a conversation on it.
We talked about it, and this was the next step. We talked about it at the last meeting. That's why we're talking about it now, to follow up on a conversation we had.
So we talked about it at the last meeting, that Carmel had a camera, and you were willing to offer it to get out there and scope it out. So let's do that first and see what we're talking about.
Okay.
Well, is it going to matter, is the question. Then, you know, are we going to, if it's 100 feet, 5 feet, 12 inches, or are we going to replace the pipe?
Well, that gets back to what DEP decides.
Well, it doesn't necessarily. If it's 250 feet of town pipe, I don't know if it's our responsibility.
It's not. No, the town is not asking for 250 feet of responsibility.
Well, so I think really what we need a little more info.
Right.
Which is how bad is the pipe.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm guaranteeing this is what's going to happen. By the time all this is figured out, the contractor will be at the next job, and it's not going to be done. So, I mean, that's what's going to happen. Is he almost completed the project?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this whole conversation is truly moot because nothing has been done on it. So, we're going to do the video, and I think the East Hudson has the obligation for this because it should have been determined when the design engineer went out there, should have noted that pipe was in that crappy condition. Should have been noted, and it wasn't. When the contractor went out there and saw it only came out after the fact, after they cleared out. All that should have been determined at that point in time as
well. We did one in my town, and I had to replace everything, the town, up until the point where East Hudson did some of the work. I got a grant for half of it, but where they paid for some of it. So I replaced catch basins and pipes on the roads and stuff like that. I didn't ask them to keep on going up.
But we're not asking East Hudson to go up the hill. You have an outfall that's going into a retrofit that should have been inspected and should have been found out that it was failing.
But Chris,
maybe the town could have acted at that time.
But the town can still have.
But it's the point is that you have a retrofit that you put in that could be undermined by this.
Look, I can appreciate, I don't know what the right answer is, I can appreciate that you want East Hudson to pay for it, but I don't know, first of all, whether the DEP would allow it. I'm assuming if we kept on doing other pieces, in a way you'd say no.
Again, the way I presented it to people when I went back from our last meeting was, like you're saying, that we were going to look into it, and what's the cost, and how much are we talking about, and that was, they said, well, find that out, so.
Yeah, if we go back, I think if this meeting, but. If somebody else has to, I'm sorry, meeting upset, Ryan.
No, that's where I thought we were going for this meeting, so it would be helpful to me to have that information, to even ask the question, because at this point,
If we need to sleeve 10 feet of pipe, it may not be a big issue. If we've got to replace 200 feet of pipe, it's going to be a big issue.
Right. So, I don't think the question was never to change 200 feet of pipe. You're going to put an end cap on that pipe that's not going to fit at the end of that end cap, right? So the project has an end cap that's going to go on that pipe. You can't put it on that. So that should have been determined beforehand.
Listen, I'm not going to disagree with you that there are things that may have been missed when the original design, but I don't know it would have mattered at the end of the day, because if they had saw that pipe and identified that it needed to be replaced, we might still be having this conversation about the town needs to replace it before we start the project.
Or it might have been replaced prior to the project being completed.
Yep.
Now you're going to put an end cap on a broken pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and do it. If that's what you're going to do, it's good money after bad at that point. That's the problem. That's all, and that's all the conversation was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? So, and again, we changed ordered out the yin yang on a lot of different projects here. This isn't a lot that we're asking for. Let's call Kent up.
So let's wrap this up with saying you're offering your camera, Kevin. You're going to make arrangements. We're going to get that done, right? And then we're going to figure out what we need to do.
And then we can hand it to the DEP.
The town. How about the highway department goes out and inspects their infrastructure and tells us what it looks like?
Kevin,
the contractor's ready to leave the site. The town highway department is responsible for their own infrastructure. Please advise your highway department, go out there and inspect us. Inspect it, and tell us how long it is, and then we can address this at the board of directors meeting in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, the meeting beforehand. We gotta get this contractor off the site already. Town's responsibility.
All of a sudden you've changed your tune. We sat out there, you met with the highway superintendent. The whole intention of this was to move forward. We'll get you the camera, we'll go look at it with you. You have to be there.
I'll be on site with the highway department as they look at it.
Okay.
Good. We're all agreed.
But I mean, changing your tune now, Kevin, I mean, the whole intention of this was talking
about.
Stop.
Let's move on. We do need to act on the change order. I think at this point we're all in agreement that the change order from the contractor needs to be rejected, denied. Can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion. But you want the thing rejected? Is that what you're asking for, a motion?
Rejected or denied?
Are you rejecting it, or are you?
I'm reacting to what he's asking.
No, I'm saying.
So he can make the motion. I'll second it if he wants.
Are you rejecting it? It hasn't been done yet, right? The work.
No.
Right.
None of the work. Okay. So are you rejecting it or are you deferring it?
Neither. I'm rejecting change order for pipe replacement submitted by the contractor.
So after the work that you, I mean, after the inspection, if you do decide that
we don't approve it, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Why? And I understand that. I mean, it was submitted. It was solicited by us, or was it? I'm sorry.
Because we don't know the scope of the work that needs to be done. He's going to have to submit a whole new change order.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to do. We don't have to do anything. We just don't approve this one.
Just so I understand, this was just a change order that was submitted at your request or at our request?
Town's
request, but it wasn't a contractor-initiated change order?
Correct.
It's only this item?
Correct.
Okay, so if you reject it at this point, it could be brought back again in a different form if you decide to do that?
Correct.
Okay. Then that's okay if you want to do that. I just want to make sure the scope was only this thing.
Can I answer?
To their point, do we have to do anything?
You can also,
if we ignore it, it just sits out there.
Right, you can also defer it, but then I guess if you decide after the scoping that you're not going to move forward with a further change order or a revised change order or whatever, do you just have the contractor withdraw the change order then?
Contractor has not officially submitted a change order.
Okay.
This is a discussion of can we replace the pipe?
So then you can probably just sit on it.
So back up, I thought he had submitted a change order for $30,000.
He provided some estimates for us, but this is, can he even do this?
All right, I rescind my motion. Let's move on. Go ahead.
We continue our inspections. Everything's moving forward. If anybody has any costs to submit to the corporation, please do so immediately, as everybody should be cleaning up their projects.
Do you have a list of the people that have done?
Everybody.
Or none of us have. And what was the due date?
We've asked that everybody submit, I believe, it was quarterly. And I think we got inspection forms from the town of Carmel, and that's it so far. It's not a requirement, but we've asked that, hey, if you, people are going out there to do the
we
work.
We have to
in
make
spring,
a requirement in the summer. It's going to get
better. John Tully hasn't given you approval.
No, but they typically do all the stuff on those retrofits during the summer.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect anything.
Okay.
But if people have gone out in the spring to clean up and get the leaves, then it's worth letting us look at that now rather than December 31st. That's it.
Okay, we have a proposed agenda for the August Board of Directors meeting.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to discuss the procedures around open meeting and video linking? Does anybody want or need to be able to connect by video, or do you just want to go back to just meeting in person and nobody gets on video?
So I was going to throw out a conversation today about, you know, continuing on with video conferencing, like, I'm sorry, everybody's sitting in the room.
I'm all for video conferencing.
Well,
I didn't have a choice. It was in person today.
So the procedure for video conferencing at this point, because the legislation wasn't adopted to change it, is that you would need to notice the location of the alternate sites, and the public would need to be able to attend at those alternate sites. You could probably accommodate that at a town hall. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's doable. We have bigger agencies that do that routinely, where they have people around the state, and they just routinely have, you know, X person always sits in Buffalo and X person always sits in Syracuse or whatever. But I think you need to be careful of doing it sort of randomly. I think you need to establish a pattern.
Do we have to follow the same as a municipality, same law?
Yes, you have to follow the open meeting law. Right. So you I mean, you all are dealing with this yourselves, right, in your own situations.
Yes.
So I just wanted to raise it, because what needs to happen is the notice of meeting would have to identify those locations.
Well, there's also other complexity, which is nobody sees anybody on the screen except for the person that's sitting, because you can't have everybody looking at it Zoom here.
You need the ability to all see one another. That's the requirement. So it's easy enough to have one person on the screen, right? Because, I mean, you know, you can all, even if you use a laptop, you can all see the person and you can hear each other. But you all need to be able to see and hear each other under the current rule. Okay.
You gotta be able to see the crap out of it.
So I mean, Zoom works if you can have a, you know, like a screen
we
up on.
You need a screen to do it.
Right, you need a screen.
Like,
so
that's
you
know.
I'll tell you what we do is you set up another Zoom machine over there,
right,
in the whole room, and
right,
you just shut the volume and you mute it, otherwise you get bad reverb.
Right. But then, you know, then you unmute people one at a time. You just have to run the meeting now.
So you end up with two machines running.
So I mean, it can be done, just there's procedures. And I just wanted to open the conversation today so that.
So far be it for me to be here anyway. And I think I sent you my opinion on this whole thing, and I'll share it with everybody, that this law that we're working under was done when technology was considerably
different issue, yeah.
Agreed, and but the legislation was proposed this year and it was not adopted. I can't fathom why.
I understand, but I think Zoom meets the intent of allowing public participation.
Well, when you say it wasn't, right, a lot of the stuff was changed in June. They're out of session.
Yeah.
They're not going to be back.
Well, there was legislation proposed. It just was not taken up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, NICOM and people like that were bringing it forward.
So the question is, do we want to embrace allowing the technology, doing the notice, you know, because in Newcastle, we have the notice and we have provisions,
right,
and the board members have to be present. If you're not, if you're going to zoom in as a board member, then you know you have to post it that this is where you're sitting.
Right.
Right. It's not that big of a deal, but it's a matter of having the technology. You know, in our town hall, we redid our technology so that you have the Zoom screen.
Right.
They can see the whole room, and you can see them.
Right.
And there has to, like, if I'm in the town hall, I have to be that Zoom operator. If somebody raised their hand, I say, Mr. Chairman, you have somebody raising their hand. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to have the technology. So the question is here, right, Kevin? If we're going to go to the virtual meetings, do we have the capability here to manage everybody?
So here's the other alternative. One of you could decide, if you have that technology, to host the EOH meetings. And you would be the primary location of the EOH meetings. And the Zoom then would pull in staff or whomever was, you know, was from another location. You'd still have to have a primary location. You'd still have your notice have to say, you know, Vinny's going to be over in wherever, you know, and he's going to be participating from there, and the public has the right to go there, right? You still have to, objectively, you still have to follow that rule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then you can use your Zoom link as long as you, again, everybody can see everybody on a big screen where you can see everybody, right? So you could have your primary location in a place where you already have this technology until you are able to adapt that here.
Or until the law changes.
Alternatives.
Or we just meet in person.
Or you just meet in person.
Yeah, I'll probably meet in person.
Yeah.
It would be great if we could install the technology here. Being this isn't our building, I don't know if we want to make that kind of investment.
Also, the money to do that. Awesome. What we do. Yeah. I agree.
I agree. And I would love to host it over in Patterson, but I don't have that tech.
You don't have the tech there. There. Yeah.
Because
that would be ideal.
Not everybody wants to drive down to Newcastle.
Not everybody wants to drive to Patterson, neither. It's a change of pace.
Happy to host it. You all want to come to Newcastle.
Again, it should be consistent. Whatever it is.
Right. I mean, you should, let's not flip meetings every week. I mean, you could, but it would be preferable to pick a location where that's going to be where your primary
meeting is. Do it where we've already done.
So
I think we just stay within person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until the Delta variant hits and we go back to where we were.
Yeah.
It's already here.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about
that. The date on the agenda needs to change?
We're doing it. It's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
When's our regular open meeting? Is that August 2nd?
Or August 10th. Yeah.
Wait, let's see.
All right, any other changes to the agenda? Fourth. Oh, I'm looking at, for the board. Yeah. Okay. All right. What did you use on this test?
Yeah.
Because
this is
the
draft agenda, and
it's
just those
changes. Can I ask a question? If we had two machines, if there's somebody that will not come to the open meeting, I can't imagine. Do we have any, we don't have any, what's our requirement for number 10? Is it still 2/3?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to have that problem. But if we did have two Zoom cameras, two Zoom machines, isn't that sufficient?
What do you mean two Zoom machines?
I mean one show in the whole room and one in front of Rich.
Well, as long as again, the only rule is everybody has to be able to see and hear.
Well, we have to announce it. You also have to say that there will be somebody sitting in Patterson.
Yes. Correct. Correct. Right. Those are the two things. Right. Right.
So that would be it. I mean, we'd set a machine over there with a camera, pointing this way on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have one in front of you, and everybody could look at either one. But we'd have to notice. So if Peter Parsons does not want to leave Town Hall, we'd have to say there'll be a meeting
right
there in this room.
So and so will be attending from, you know, or one of the members will be. I don't
know
that we have to say it. We just have to say a member will be attending from such and such a place.
Yeah, we've had board members attend from, like, they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. They go to the local Starbucks.
Right.
We post that Starbucks location.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Rules are also, if somebody is sitting at the Starbucks, a member of the public can go join them.
Well,
and
that's the whole reason of posting the address.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so rather than doing it from their home, they're sitting in the Starbucks.
But there was an odd opinion about somebody who took a meeting from JFK. And, you know, Coop said, well, you know, is that really accessible to the public? I'm not going to worry about it. So, I mean, they're not taking it that seriously, so but I think we can't just ignore it, right? We have to, you know.
So I didn't mean to turn it back up again, but if there is somebody, we can.
Yeah.
It's easy enough for us to cover.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Just has to be in the notice.
Any other business? Hearing none, can we get a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
Oh, wait, I actually have a question.
We're rusty.
Have we signed?
At the last meeting, there was a discussion over the monies from the state, the $300,000.
It's a coalition issue.
Okay, so we need to talk about that.
Do I adjourn this meeting? And-